My name is Abby Cummings. I am the Olds Humane Society fundraiser coordinator.
Abby Cummings with the Olds Humane Society joins us here today. And Abby, as we get set to start 2026 here, what exactly stage of things is the Olds Humane Society at right now?
So right now we have a lot of foster families that are helping to take care of the kittens and cats that we have. We also have gerbil, hamster, and some fish. And our main focus is to be able to provide shelter for these animals. We're hoping to have a shelter in town.
For sure. So where are you now and what did you hope to establish?
So right now we are all just kind of working out of our homes. We meet once a month over at Jean's Place in the Community Connection Center, and we are just hoping to keep animals off of the street so that we can get them all spayed and neutered and control some pet population.
Do you need foster homes for these animals? And if people want to check out them before they give them a forever home, how do they go about doing that?
So we are looking for foster families. We're screaming for foster families. And you can contact us through the Olds Humane Society on Facebook, or you can also find us. We just got our webpage up and running, so that's oldshumanesociety.com.
Excellent. Do you guys have a board? How many people are on it? And are you looking for either board members or volunteers to help you out?
So we do have a board of directors. We have 5 people right now. We are looking for a secretary to join our board of directors, and they can get information by emailing us at oldshumanesociety@gmail.com. And we are also looking for people to join our fundraising team, and that way we can stay out in the community and continue to fundraise for these guys, because we have a goal of $150,000 to raise.
For sure. And when you're looking at a fundraising goal like that, did you have any events that you have planned or campaigns that you will be kicking off here in the new year?
The next event that we have will be February. For the month of February, we have a display set up at the ATB Bank, which we will be having a silent auction and some boxes there. We are also looking at trying to get into a few of the markets that will be coming up at the Cow Palace to help fundraise. And there we sell our famous caramels that everybody seems to love. And we always have some kind of a craft that we've done with the animals.
That's great. And so what is your timeline for getting a permanent shelter here in Olds?
So we are hoping to work with the town, and we would like to have a shelter within a year, but that really just depends on how much the community supports us in helping us to reach our goal.
For sure. And why did you want to get involved with the Olds Humane Society, Abby?
My parents told me from the age of 5, I would drag animals home. They tend to follow me. I am very passionate about them. The animals that I have are all rescues, and I see so many with owning a business in town that are just in the back alleys running loose, and we need to find homes or at least control the population for them. My passion.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information with us, and best of luck here in the new year with the Olds Humane Society.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.